ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. 13th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವರ್ಸ್ 8. ಅಮಾನಿ ತ್ವಮದಂಭಿ ತ್ವಂ ಅಹಿಂಸಾ ಕ್ಷಾಂತಿರಾರ್ಜವಂ ಆಚಾರ್ಯೋಪಾಸನಂ ಶೌಚಂ ಸ್ಥೈರ್ಯಮಾತ್ಮ ವಿನಿಗ್ರಹ
ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೈಲೈಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಚೂಸ್ ಆರ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಇಂಬೈಬ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಂಪ್ಲಿಮೆಂಟೆಡ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಇಂಬೈಬ್ ಆರ್ cultivate the values, then those values one has to put into practice, implementation. First one has to cultivate, these are the virtues, these are the values to be followed. Then the person has to implement them in his or her own life, because these values are very important. They qualify the person to get the highest purushartha, that is moksha. The toughest task in the life is following values. We know what are the values. We know the greatness of the values. We know that others should follow the values towards me. Up to here we know. We know what are the values. We know those values are very important, very good. And others should follow those values towards me. This is what human nature. Before asking others to follow those values, for example, everyone should show respect to me, humility towards me. That is called amanitvam. I expect others to be humble in front of me. I know very good. That is, if anyone is humble towards me, I am very, very, very happy. That is very nice. I expect others to be humble. Humility. But when it comes to me, my ego will not allow to be humble towards others. That is why Pujya Swamiji says, Dayananda Swamiji, values need not be preached. Values we have to teach. Preaching of values, no use. Everyone knows what are the values. Enumerating their names is not necessary at all. But we have to tell, we have to teach a person, if you follow the values, what you give, that comes back to you. What you give, that comes back to you. Therefore, you have to follow value. That is called teaching. And that following the values, all the way, you are the beneficiary. Not anyone else. Not anyone else. All the way, the 20 programs, that means 20-point program values you follow, you implement, you are committed to them with introspection, without any split personality. You are the beneficiary, 100%. Even an iota of any percentage goes to the opposite person. This is the fact. If you show humility towards others, it comes back to you. Others will show humility towards you. For this one shloka, I remember Kalidasa says in one, while he was writing Raghuvamsham, he felt, such a great Kalidasa felt, who am I to write this such a great Raghuvamsha? He says in one shloka, Kva Suryaha Prabhavo Vamshaha. The Lord Rama Vamsha, Raghuvamsha is Surya Vamsha. Kva Suryaha Prabhavo Vamshaha. Such a great Vamsha, Lord Rama's Vamsha, Surya Vamsha. Kvacha Alpaha Vishaya Matihi. I am with a little knowledge. Alpa means very, very little I know. Vishaya Matihi. I know very little. My knowledge is very little. Where is Surya Vamsha? Where is my little bit knowledge in my mind? Kvacha Alpaha Vishaya Matihi. Titirshur Dustara Mohat. I want to cross over. It is just like my attempt to write this Raghuvamsha is just like this. He gives an example. My attempt to write Raghuvamsha Kavyam, it is like this. What is that example? Just as a person, because of delusion, he want to cross the ocean. Because of delusion, he want to cross the ocean. With what he want to cross the ocean? Udupe neva sagaram. Titirshuhu dustaraha mohat. Such a difficult ocean, a person want to cross over. With what? With a small catamaran. You know what? Small catamaran. How can you cross with that catamaran, the ocean? Udupe neva sagaram titirshuhu. Like that, my attempt to write Raghuvamsha, such a great life history of all these Raghu Vamsha, I am trying to write. So, such a great scholar, Kalidasa, he showed his humility in this manner. Such a great scholar in Sanskrit. All the way he has got the blessings of Kali, Maha, Kalika Mata. In spite of such a great scholarship, he felt, where am I? What is our knowledge in Sanskrit? Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, if we say, we think we are so qualified. That's why once you know about great people, great adventures, we know how much we do not know. That's why never have any arrogance about your scholarship, what you know. I don't know. Kalidasa is an exemplary for us. You see, humility. For humility, I am showing. Like this, he tells so many shlokas, not one or two. Even Madhusudana Saraswati, Sureshwara Acharya, such a great giants in Sanskrit. They are scholars. They themselves express their humility. We are nothing. They themselves say nothing. Where are we? Where are we? We should not think that we know everything. Humility is very, very important. That's for that Laukikama, they are giving two examples. The pot is in full water, never splits. Never fall down. The water will not come out. It is full. Water is full in that kodam. That is one example. In our example, when you serve on the leaf, bhojanam, when you serve on the leaf, all padarthams, it will not fly. You serve one padartha, it flies. The leaf flies One padartha, if you serve, a pachadi or puriyal, something you serve, it flies. If you serve all padarthams, it will not fly. Our knowledge is like that. If you have one little bit knowledge, we know everything. A person who knows everything, all, never claim that I know. Yes, these are all examples. When we were young, they used to say like this. Nindukunda tonakadu, and Telugulo Chuluva. Tamil Logo Irko, Nindukunda, and a full pot water is there, it will not split down. Like that, these are all why they used to teach when we were young, very, very young. These values has to be imbibed at the very early age. Just you put like manure to the tree. Water, just like that. Okay. Then, adambhittam also we saw, just adambhittam means not having any pride, not showing his or her own greatness, verbally or by vesham. Vesha, bhasha, bhusha, I said. Vesha, bhasha, bhusha, we should not show our pomp and show. For that, what Shankaracharya said, swadharma aprakati karanam, not showing one's own greatness, if at all it is there, not showing that. Then third one we were seeing, ahimsa, non-violence. Praninam apidanam, not hurting any being, that is ahimsa. Manasa, vacha, karmana, not hurting anyone. These are all compulsory. There is no choice. All 20 points are compulsory. Vidhi, they are. No choice in that. Therefore, compulsory one has to follow. Pooja Swamiji's book, if you are interested, we will get that book for you. The Value of Values. The book is available. It's a very big book only, and worth to have in your library, that book. And read every day, at least one value, every day. It works. These 20 points Swamiji put in one book, The Value of the Value. And Swamiji says, what is value? Value is always in the person. It is not outside hanging somewhere. Dharma is always in dharmi. Dharma is always in dharmi, who follows. It is not out of that person. Once you value that, it has a value. Otherwise, no value. Therefore, Swamiji says, a value is a value. A value is a value. When that a value is a value only when the value of the value is valued by you. When the value amanitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsa, kshanti, they are all values. A value is a value only when you value that value. That means you follow that. By giving that value, by giving the value to that value, means what? How you give value? In a balance, you practice, you implement. That is why a value is a value. Only when the value is valued by me, means practiced by me, implemented by me. When the value is valued by me, otherwise it is no more a value. Values are not meant to talk. Values are meant to implement. Therefore, for me one nyayam, for others some other nyayam, we should not say. Whatever is value for me is value for others also. Very difficult. While implementing is very difficult, easy to say, difficult to practice. In spite of that, difficult to practice, but it's not impossible. Therefore, you have to practice. Ahimsa, non-hurting at physical level, never hurt others physically. Beating children, parents take it as granted, beating the children. Or elder brothers beating their own sisters and brothers, they take it as granted. Husband beating wife, these are all crime-like. We should not hurt others physically. Even animals and birds we should not hurt. Physically not hurting. Then verbally not hurting. For that one shloka I said, I want to give clear, correct pronunciation. Last class I was reading that shloka. That shloka runs like this. One student asked me again, we want to listen that shloka. That's why I want to repeat that shloka. Excellent shloka. I kept there. Those who want, they can copy down.
Keyurana vibhushayanti purusham harana chandrojvala.
These bangles, keyuran, navibhushayanti purusham, they will not give real charm or beauty to anyone.
Harana chandrojvala.
The shining, glittering necklace harams will not give any beauty.
Na snanam na vilepanam na kusumam.
By applying lot of perfumes, odorants and lot of flowers wearing and all will not give you, by taking bath with lot of perfumes will not give you real beauty.
Na snanam na vilepanam na kusumam.
Anointing, all those, smearing so many things to the body, but mind is not shuddham, applying outside.
Na snanam na vilepanam na kusumam.
Then what?
Nalankrita murdhajam.
Whatever you decorate on your head, murdhaja, alankrita, they will not give you real beauty or status. Then what?
Vanyekasam alankaroti purusham.
Eka vani, your speech, the words, smooth, gentle, non-hurting words, without any double meaning, without any pun, without any split. Some people, they speak applying like honey to the sword and pricking. They don't speak directly hurting words. It is just like they speak without hurting their heart. That is called, they say, applying honey to the sword or knife. If you hurt the person with that knife, how is it? Some people very, very, very talented, very skillful to hurt others, very highly polished they are. You cannot know such a people, very, very dangerous. So,
vanyekasam alankaroti purusham ya samskrita dharyate.
Samskriti means what? Samskara. The one who has got samskara and pure speech, the words, priyabhashanam, satyabhashanam, that speech,
kshiyamte kalu bhushanani satatam,
all these bhushanams will perish, fade out.
Kshiyamte kalu bhushanani satatam, vagbhushanam bhushanam.
Your real bhushanam is your speech. You can make your friend, people friends, you can make people your enemies just by your one word. That's why Lakshmi comes and goes by just, it is on your tongue, how you speak. Therefore Saraswati, represents walk. Then how you get money, wealth comes how you speak. That's why people will go away from you if you don't know how to talk. In the name of inquiry, people talk so hurtingly. No? Face, why? நீங்க ரொம்ப கருப்பா போயிட்டேயே அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவா. இதுதான் என்குயரி. நீங்க ரொம்ப கருப்பா போயிட்டேயே, யூ ஆர் லுக்கிங் சோ பிளாக் வீக், வாட் ஹேப்பன்ட், ஹூ ஆஸ்க் யூ டு என்குயர் லைக் திஸ். அண்ட் ஒன் பர்சன் ஈட்டிங் அண்ட் ஈட்டிங் ஸ்வீட்ஸ் என்ன, யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஐ திங்க் டயபிட்டிஸ், திஸ் இஸ் வாட் தே ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங். விசாரணம், ஐ திங்க் யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் டயபிட்டிஸ் லைக் திஸ் தே என்குயர் வைல் தே ஆர் ஈட்டிங் மைசூர் பாக். Especially, எப்படி இருக்கும், they are not talking deliberately, they don't want to hurt, but unknowingly we are hurting others. People do not know how to speak. I will tell you, very very difficult to talk. Smooth words, non-hurting words. If you watch and you can monitor and you can check where before they are coming, sorting out, sensor, right word is sensor. Sensor each word before you are uttering. Before you are uttering, if you sensor, instead of 100 words you want to talk, you will get only one word to talk. 99 words out, you need not talk at all those words, but people talk without censoring. That's why they talk. Once you are over anxious, you talk without your knowledge. Mostly people are over ecstatic, no? Either harsha or depression, over, no? Extremes. Then people talk blabber, no? That's why wise people, those who want to become wise, maunam. Bhashanam, very, very minimum. That minimum bhashanam also, not hurting directly or indirectly. I have to be very sensitive enough to see others' pain. If I talk like this, they may get hurt. That's why I have to monitor, I have to censor. This is also himsa only, no? Hurting others with words is a himsa. What do you mean by himsa? Not cutting koli, you know. That is not only himsa. Some people hurt with words. Words are their weapons. Some people hurt without talking. Husband want to hurt the wife, not talking for 4 days, 5 days. It is hurting. He is hurting what way? By not talking. You see how difficult it is. Wife also same. She want to hurt him, somehow or other she want to teach. She will be silent, not talking for anything. She says like that. Suppose. What do you require more than this hurting, tell me? These are all ego problem. I will tell you, these are all ego problem. Without correcting our personality, talking about tattvamasi, tattvamasi, no use. Kshetrajnam, Kshetram, who wants, where that jnanam goes? It is like pouring paneer on ashes. Understand? It is like pouring the sandalwood, perfume, water on the ash. In the smell of an ash we put, like that only our vidya without values. Therefore, ahimsa is very important. That means if you hurt others, that hurt you will get one way or other, at one time or other, through someone or other. You will get it. For that, Swamiji gives one example. One bank is there, Dena Bank. Dena Bank, na, giving bank. One person went and asked for money. Dena Bank, please give me money. Na. Then bank officer asked, when you have deposited? When you have deposited ఫస్ట్ దేనా దెన్ లేనా. లేనా బ్యాంక్ మీన్స్ వాట్ టేకింగ్, దేనా మీన్స్ వాట్ గివింగ్. వీ గివ్ అండ్ ఇట్ గివ్ అండ్ టేక్ పాలసీ వితౌట్ డిపాజిటింగ్ విచ్ బ్యాంక్ విల్ గివ్ మనీ? లేనా దేనా. దేనా మీన్స్ గివింగ్, లేనా మీన్స్ టేకింగ్, దేనా మీన్స్ గివింగ్, లేనా మీన్స్ టేకింగ్. దిస్ పర్సన్ థింగ్స్ లేనా బ్యాంక్ లేనా బ్యాంక్ అయ్యే దేనా బ్యాంక్నా ఫస్ట్ దేనా దెన్ లేనా, ఫస్ట్ దేనా దెన్ లేనా. లైక్ దాట్ వై దిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్న వాట్ యూ గివ్ ఫాదర్ ఈజ్ సో యాంగ్రీ అట్ హోమ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ ఎరింజి విడరా నేర్చుకోంగలే చిల్డ్రన్ బికమ్ వాట్ టుమారో దిస్ పర్సన్ ఆల్సో విల్ బి యాంగ్రీ అండ్ షౌట్ వన్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫాదర్ ఫర్ ఆర్ మదర్ సో సేమ్ థింగ్ కమ్స్ టు ద చిల్డ్రన్ వాట్ వీ గివ్ టు చిల్డ్రన్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ దట్ ఓన్ వీ గివ్ టు ద చిల్డ్రన్ దేర్ఫోర్ అహింస ఈజ్ పరమో ధర్మ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద వాల్యూ గివెన్ ఇన్ ద అష్టాంగ యోగా ఫస్ట్ యమ అన్న ఫస్ట్ యమ యమ మీన్స్ వాట్ రిస్ట్రెయిన్ యమ నియమాసన డూస్ అండ్ డోంట్స్ అహింస ఈజ్ ద ఫస్ట్ వాల్యూ గివెన్ బై ద పతంజలి మహర్షి 10 కమాండ్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ హిందూయిజం. పీపుల్ థింక్ క్రిస్టియానిటీ ఓన్లీ హ్యాస్ గాట్ 10 కమాండ్మెంట్స్. వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ 10 కమాండ్మెంట్స్ ఎట్ ఆల్. వీ హ్యావ్ 10 కమాండ్మెంట్స్. ఆల్ ద యమ నియమాస్ ఆర్ 10 కమాండ్మెంట్స్. అదిలో ఫస్ట్ ఉంది అహింస. వై ఐఎమ్ టాకింగ్ సో మచ్, లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ టెల్లింగ్. పరపీడనం ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ హింస, నాట్ హర్టింగ్ అదర్స్. ప్రాణీనాం అపీడనం, నాట్ హర్టింగ్ అదర్స్ వెర్బల్లీ, ఈవెన్ ఇన్ థాట్. దట్స్ ఫోర్ ఎవ్రీడే యూ హ్యావ్ టు చాంట్ సర్వే భవంతు సుఖినః, సర్వే సంతు నిరామయాః, సర్వే భద్రాణి పశ్యంతు, మా కశ్చిద్ దుఃఖభాగ్ భవేత్. మెంటల్లీ యూ చాంట్ దట్ శ్లోక. ఇట్ ఈస్ యూ ఆర్ అవాయిడింగ్ హర్టింగ్ అదర్స్ మెంటల్లీ బై జస్ట్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్. Therefore, ahimsa is very, very important. Next, see, entire human beings, humanity, not only human beings, entire universe, ecological balance, they are talking, no? Ecological balance is nothing but maintaining harmony in all species. It's very important. It was there in our ancestors' time onwards. Now it has becoming very, very, very feeble. Very natural. Ecological balance is very, very natural in our society. Next one, kshantihi. Kshantihi means patience, titikshana. Titiksha or patience. Once you are not hurting others, you are following Kshanti ityarthaha. As you are following Ahimsa, you are following Kshanti. Very close, both are. Kshantihi. For that, Yudhishthira, Dharmaputra, said, who are your friends, who are your relatives? Somebody asked. Who is your wife? Who is your brother? Dharmaputra didn't say, Arjuna is my brother, Bhima is my brother, Draupadi is my wife. Yudhishthira didn't say that. You know Yudhishthira, who is Yudhishthira? Dharmaputra. Who is Dharmaputra? Pandavas, first one, eldest one, Jeshthaputra. Among Pandava brothers, the elder one, eldest one, Yudhishthira said, Satyam Mata Pita Jnanam Dharma Bhrata Dayasake Kshanti Patni Kshama Putraha Shadaite Mama Bandhavaha. These six are my relatives, Bandhavaha. Who are they? Satyam Mata. My mother is Satyam. Truth is my mother. Not Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi gave birth to only this body. But real mother, my mother is Satyam. Satyam Mata. Who is your father? Pita Jnanam. சத்தியம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்ம. பாருங்கோ, சத்தியம் ஜானம், ஜானம் பிதா, மை ஃபாதர் இஸ் ஜானம். சத்தியம் மாத பித ஜானம். தென் ஹூ இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர்? தர்ம பிராத. தர்ம, தர்மா இஸ் மை பிராத்தா. த வேல்யூ ஆஃப் தர்மா ஆர் புண்ணியம் இஸ் மை பிரதர். தர்ம பிராத தயா சகே, மை ஃப்ரெண்ட் இஸ் சகே, மீன்ஸ் மை ஃப்ரெண்ட். மை ஃப்ரெண்ட் இஸ் தயா, கம்பேஷன். தர்ம பிராத தயா சகே. ஹூ இஸ் யுவர் வைஃப்? க்ஷாந்தி பத்னி. க்ஷாந்தி, திதிக்ஷா, சகனம். க்ஷாந்தி பத்னி. ஹூ இஸ் யுவர் சன்? க்ஷமா புத்ரஹா. க்ஷமா, ஃபர்கிவ்னெஸ், ஃபர்கிவிங் அதர்ஸ், க்ஷமா. க்ஷமா புத்ரஹா. ஷடைதே மம பாந்தவாஹ, ஷடைதே மம பாந்தவாஹ. தீஸ் சிக்ஸ் ஆர் மை ரியல் பந்தூஸ், ரியல் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ். சத்யம் மாத பிரித ஜானம், தர்ம பிராத தயா சகே, க்ஷாந்தி பத்னி, க்ஷமா புத்ர, ஷடைதே மம பாந்தவா. அட் த ஏஜ் ஆஃப் 8 ஐ ஹர்ட் தி ஸ்லோக, ஐ லேர்ன்ட் தி ஸ்லோக. ஃப்ரம் தட் டைம் டில் டுடே ஐ ரிமெம்பர், ஐ லவ் தி ஸ்லோக. எக்ஸலண்ட் ஸ்லோக. யூ நோ ஹூ கேவ் தி ஸ்லோக, ஃப்ரம் ஹூம் ஐ ஹர்ட் தி ஸ்லோக? யூ வண்டர். ஒன் ட்ரைபல் பர்சன் கேம் டு மை ஹவுஸ். ஒன் ட்ரைபல் பர்சன், you know, tribal people, just they go, no, they on the walking on the road roamers, they are like just like that. He came and asking something, and he's sitting and talking about tattvam. I was very young, and he is telling satyam mata pita gnana in the shloka. I learned from a tribal person. Imagine what a shloka. Who said? Yudhishthira said. How many of know about Yudhishthira? Everyone knows Yudhishthira only played gambling. Avan velaiyaditar joodam nu solrom. No, you have to see the other side of the character. Excellent characters, no? Kshamana, that is kshama. That means when you are having that titiksha, sahanam sarva bhutanam அப்ரதீகாரபூர்வகம். சகனம், திதிக்ஷா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஒன் ஸ்லோகா டெல்ஸ் திதிக்ஷா ஆர் க்ஷாந்தி மீன்ஸ் சகனம், பேஷியன்ஸ், பொறுமை. ரொம்ப சகனமாக இருக்கணும். அப்படி என்ன, ஆம் ஐ டோர்மேட் என்ன? ஹாவ் டு பி லைக் எ டோர்மேட் என்ன? நோ நோ நோ, யூ நீட் நாட் பி லைக் எ டோர்மேட். யூ ஷுட் நாட் டேக் அன் இம்பல்சிவ் reactions towards others, but you take a right action deliberately at a right time. Kshama means, titiksha means, I need not face, or I need not suffer for others' brutal nature, others' misbehavior. I need not put up with the wrong behavior of others. At the same time, I am not impulsively reacting towards those people. I have kshanti, I have titiksha, but they should not misuse, abuse my titiksha. I know where to act without any reaction. I act without any impulsive response. That is my titiksha. Means giving time to that person, and I take the decision at appropriate time, just not because of raga dvesha, but I take without any likes and dislikes, I take decision and I implement. That is called sahanam. People think sahanam sarva bhutanam apratikara purvakam. Correct. I should not take any vengeance towards others. Apratikaravanna, not taking vengeance. அப்ரதீகார பூர்வகம். அட் த சேம் டைம் மை ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஹீ சோ கிரேட், பட் சம்டைம்ஸ் ஹீ ஹர்ட்ஸ் மீன். ஹர்ட்ஸ் இன் வாட் வேன்? நாட் சீயிங் ஆஸ் எ ஹியூமன் பீயிங், ஹர்ட்டிங் without his knowledge, suppose his husband or father or someone, anyone who is hurting. Suppose anybody is hurting by their misbehavior and taking as in your advantage, your titiksha as an advantage, apratikara purvakam, you are not taking any vengeance. And grumbling inside, chinta, ore kavale, ipdi pandra, grumbling inside, murmuring inside, that is not called titiksha. And going torture and going undergoing the torture mentally, you are suffering, it is not titiksha. That is not intelligence. You have to be bold enough, courage enough, and at the same time you should teach a lesson in a proper way, not because of anger or not because of vengeance. You love that person, but you hate that person's behavior. Hating in the sense you want to avoid. You have right to live. You have right to be protected by yourself. Uddharid atmana atmanam. Chinta vilaparahitam. Andhanaala chinta irukkakoodad manasukulla. Na ellavarku suffering. Enna pannadhu kalyanam pannita mudiyala. Enna pannradhu? Chinta vilaparahitam. Inside you should not grumble. Inside you should not murmur. My mother-in-law suffering. Giving my mother-in-law. Why you have to suffer? Why you have to suffer? Teach, take action at a proper time in a proper manner. Clear? Many people are suffering with grumbling. Apratikara purvakam chinta vilaparahitam. Titikshana chinta irka kodad manasukulla. Chinta should not be there. Worry should not be there. Chinta means worry. Chinta vilaparahitam. Sa titiksha nigadyate. That alone is called titiksha. No vengeance, no grumbling, no murmuring inside. Sahanam sarvadukhanam. All dukkhams are coming. Sarvadukhanam sahanam. Yes. Apratikara purvakam. Chinta virapa rahitam. Sa titiksha nigadyate. $1 billion worth one subhashitam. Without Shubhashitam, there is no life at all. Therefore, each value is a tremendous, a pushing force that pushes you towards Atmajnana. Why I am talking this much involved talk is because many people won't digest the Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam because they fail at value implementation itself. Because you have to handle your ahankara. To handle ahankara, you have to implement the values. Then only you are eligible for what? Bhagavad Gita. Study padikalam, but Bhagavad Gita, assimilation. Takes time, lot of time. Okay, that is called kshantihinam. No impulsive response, but a deliberate, planned, intelligent action I take at the right time. Next one, arjavam. What Shankaracharya says, that also we have to see. For Shanti, he is saying, Kshanti, not Shanti. Ksha. In Tamil, you don't have that. Ksha irka? Irka? Selaper irka ni cholra, selaper illa ni cholra. Eppadi puriyaradhu? Okay. Kshanti hi. K-S-H-A-N-T-I. Okay, in English you can, if you write. Sanskrit, it Ksha is there. That is, para aparadha praptau avikriya. Para aparadha prapto. Some people commit a mistake, aparadham, misbehavior towards me, aparadham. Para aparadha prapto. When I experience that prapto, then what? Avikriya. I am not undergoing any vikara. Avikriya means what? I am not acting or repulsively, impulsively, immediately. People in English they say, no, tit for tat. You know, tit for tat. What is a tit for tat? I know what is tit for tat. I am asking, why tit for tat? That is not the intelligent way of action. That is a reaction. That is impulsive action. Therefore, avikriya means without any facial vikara, physical vikara, even others' misbehavior disturbs me, but not showing outside, internally I, with kshanti, with tremendous patience, I withstand between 32 teeth, one tongue managing madri. Between 32 teeth, one tongue is managing. Adi madri, I have to manage with Narthanar, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, all this whole family I have to manage. 32 teeth madri. Middle, you are like a tongue. That is true. But you have to be strong enough, bold enough. And dharma is with you. You are the strongest person. That protects you. That is fencing for you. Understand? No one can touch you. That is real fencing for you. Kavacham. It is like an armor. Therefore, who is your armor? Dharma is your armor. Where dharma armor, you are protected. If you don't wear that dharma armor, value armor, you will be affected. You cannot proceed in your spiritual journey. Arjavam, next one. Arjavam means rujubhavaha. Rujubhavaha. Acharya says, avakratvam. Avakratvam. Not having any vakrata. You know, ashtavakran madri. Eight vakras. Not having any vakrata. Split personality is not there. Avakra, arjava means straightforwardness. Rujubhavaha. Vang me manasif pratishthita. Mano me vachif pratishthitam. Aviravir mayedhi. Vang me manasif pratishthita. Mano me vachif pratishthitam. Same prayer, Shanti Patha. This prayer tells, may your words walk and may your thoughts must have an alignment. They must have an integration. They must have a harmony. Then your personality is a harmonious personality. Straightforwardness. In the name of straightforwardness, people hurt others. Hey, if you are straightforward, you need not hurt others. I am very straightforward. And straightforward and enna artham? I am very open, open-minded. This is open-minded. And straightforward and chill, people hurt, These people hurt, no sensitivity at all. Very, very gross-minded people. Avanukku avanukku puriyadhu, namma sonnalum puriyadhu. Kekka maata first of all. Adhu enna na, naan straightforward. Naan straightforward. Pesumbode, kopam-kopama pesuva. I am straightforward. Hey, this is not straightforward. Straightforward means what? Alignment. Manasyekam vachasyekam karmanyekam mahatmanaha. Manasi anyat vachasi anyat karmani anyat duratmanaha. Manas, vak and karma. Ekam mahatmanaha. Talking, whatever they are speaking, and whatever they are thinking, whatever they are doing, they have alignment. There is no split personality. Saying something, doing something, thinking something, doing something. See, your violation of values not hurting others, remember, violation of values hurting you only, your inner conscience. It pricks one day or other. It will not allow you to sleep. It always pricks you. You are nurturing your ego in the form of hurting others, or in the name of straightforward, you are doing anything harm to others. Really speaking, you are hurting yourself. That is why one shloka I love to say all the time. You know that Shruyatam Dharma Sarvasvam Shrutva Chaiva Vadharyatam Atmanastu Pratikulani Paresham Na Samacharet. What I don't like others to do to me, I should not do to others. What I don't like others to do me, Paresham Na Samacharet, don't do to others. Atmanastu Pratikulani, which are Pratikulam for you, against your inner feelings, don't do to others. I don't want to get hurt, therefore don't hurt others. I don't want others to tell lies to me, therefore don't tell lie to others. This is called Arjavam, straightforwardness. That is Arjavam, not wounding others in the name of straightforwardness. Okay, then Acharyopasanam, next value. What is the first one? Amanitvam. Second, Adambhitvam. Third one, Ahimsa. Fourth, Shanti. Five, Arjavam. Pashyan Shrunvan Sprushan Jigran Madri. All the time, fake it and make it. If I dwell upon those values, I make it. They become true in my life. I am very close to Mahavakya. Kshetra, Kshetrajna Jnanam. See, Lord Krishna's intention is this. Jnanam mani peyar kudutirukkar. You get Jnanam? How you get Jnanam? Swamini, ippadi chonna enakku mokshame varadhen. People think, idella na eppadi follow panna mudiyanna. You want peace? Peace is possible only in moksha, Atma Jnanam. You want Atma Jnanam? Yes. If you want Atma Jnanam, follow this Jnanam first. And 20 programs, 20-point program. Idhi vittittu engyo, adhi padikaren, idhi padikaren, enna padikaren, enna padikaren. First learn how to speak. First learn how to walk. Namma nadakkum bodhu theriyum namma sandham. If I walk, people have to walk 5 feet away. Yena andalavukku kai po. Sila per nadappan appadi ipadi nadappan. Yena yaar varakudadu pakkathula. Nadakkiradhu kattuko. Nadakkiradhu kattuko pa, pesuradhu kattuko. Moonji, when you are looking at others, how to look at them also? Learn first. Enna kattikittom nama. Mudichachi ede MCA, BE, ME, so many degrees, useless, without values. Now why eve teasing is going in the colleges? Why senior students are hurting the junior students? Tell me now. No school, no college having 20-point program. They are students. Vidya dadati vinayam. Vinayame illa. Vinayame illa. Where is Vidya? Vidya won't come. That is why if you see a college student, you are afraid of now. No safety. Which Vidya, what is that college, what type of school is that? Who wants such without moral education? Moral education is very important. When you imbibe them into them, after destroying everything, once they destroy everything, you want to imbibe good habits in them? You can never. Therefore, who is the first teacher? Tell me now. Who is the first teacher? Mother. Mother should know all the values. If mother looks at the child, child should follow. That's all. இந்த அளவுக்கு அம்மான்னு பர்சானிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் தர்மா. மை மதர் இஸ் அன் பர்சானிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் தர்மா. இஃப் சைல்டு நோஸ் தட், ஷீ நீட் நாட் டாக். ஜஸ்ட் பை ஹர் ப்ரசன்ஸ் த சைல்டு ஃபாலோஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் மதர் டீச்சர் இஸ் நாட் ஸ்ட்ராங். தட்ஸ் வை சில்ட்ரன் லைக் தட். My child goes to the school, college also, he is not disturbed. He is not spoiled by anyone. Mother has to prepare and send the child to the college and school. Because they are not teaching there, mother has to teach. If mother do not know that, just as Kunti taught to Pandavas, all Pandavas are together because of one Kunti. The Kunti must be the exemplary now. Therefore, mothers are busy with cereals. Cereals and now, kitchen no cereals, TV cereals, in the pakka in the cereal, and the pakka and the cereal. Payan ponnu oda cereal going on, adi tani cereal. So very, very harmful. Harmful to the family, harmful to the society. Therefore, acharya upasanam, therefore, we have to make our children to go to a guru and follow. When you want to get moksha, atma jnanam, acharya upasanam, you have to do puja to the guru. Acharya means achinotihi shastrani swayam acharati anyan acharayati saha acharyaha. The one who follows this shastra, implements in his life or her life, that is called acharya. And to such acharya we have to do service, pada puja, respect the guru, revere the guru, do namaskara often, do pada prakshalanam fully, nalla kalivi kalivi panni and the thanni, we have to touch your eyes. Why? Not guru wants your pada puja. Guru wants your garland, rose garland. I serve my guru, I get sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. That's why guru gives an opportunity to the sishya. Not guru wants pada puja, not guru wants garlands, no. If I worship my guru, I am worshipping shastra. Not physical body of my guru, remember. If I worship my guru, if I touch the feet of my guru, I get sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. What is that sadhana chatushtaya sampatti? Viveka, vairagya, shamadama, uparamati, tiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, mumukshutvam. Strong qualifications I get. Guru is not the beneficiary of pada puja. Upasana means here puja in the form of pada prakshalanam, archana. Either their padukas, or their feet directly, or to their photo, or if they are directly available, I have to worship the guru. But that is going on and fading out nowadays. Who says? Lord Krishna says. I am not telling. Acharyopasanam. Namak murukku cheeda, Krishna chonna murukku cheeda. And the steps matram potri ippu nadandu varuvaru. Enga vararu? அவர் சொன்ன ஒரு வார்த்தை ஃபாலோ பண்ணல. எங்கே நடந்து வருவார்? நம்ம போட்டுக்க வேண்டியதான். இப்படி 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 அவர் அங்கே இருப்பார். இஃப் ஐ ஃபாலோ எனி ஒன் வேல்யூ தரோலி, யூ நீட் நாட் புட் முத்ரை. அவர் வந்துடுவார். அவ்வளோதான், வர வேண்ட. அவர் உட்காருவார் ஹிருதயத்தில். அந்த அளவுக்கு நமக்கு திறமை எங்கே இருக்கு? வேர் வி ஆர் ஹேவிங் தட் மச் கெப்பாசிட்டி டு சர்வ் குரு. So, acharya upasanam, physically we have to worship the guru, respect the guru. That is physical, kayika puja. When I do puja, I am not doing the puja to my physical body of the guru. All the way my puja goes to the Paramatma. Because in the form of pramanam he is standing here, or she is standing here. Sitting here otherwise, in the form of pramanam, Saraswati శాస్త్ర ప్రమాణం, సరస్వతీ మాత. ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టువర్డ్ శాస్త్ర, ఐ వర్షిప్ మై గురు. ఇఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఆన్ శాస్త్ర, శాస్త్ర మాత, ప్రమాణం, దట్ ప్రమాణం ఈచ్ ఈజ్ రివీలింగ్ ది అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి జ్ఞానం. ఎంగే వరం, ఏ కృష్ణరు చుమ్మా చున్నారా మనుష్యాణం సహస్రేషు అని? పురియరదా ఇప్పో. ఇఫ్ ఐ రెస్పెక్ట్ శాస్త్ర ప్రమాణం, ఐ రెస్పెక్ట్ మై గురు. మై వర్షిప్ ఈజ్ నాట్ టు ద పర్సన్ ఓన్లీ, మై వర్షిప్ ఈజ్ ద ప్రమాణం. మై గురు ఈజ్ ద కంటైనర్, ప్రమాణం ఈజ్ ద కంటెంట్ ఇన్ హిమ్. హీ ఆర్ షీ ఓపెన్స్ శాస్త్రం కొట్టు ఆడద. శాస్త్ర కమ్స్ అవుట్, షవర్స్ అవుట్. దేర్ఫోర్ దట్ శాస్త్ర షుడ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ మై గురు, సో దట్ ఐఆమ్ బ్లెస్డ్ బై దట్ శాస్త్ర. వెన్ దట్ శాస్త్రం కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ మై గురు, వెన్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ శిష్య ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ మై గురు, వెన్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ హంబుల్ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ మై గురు, దట్ శాస్త్రం కమ్స్. అపాత్ర దానం షుడ్ నాట్ బి డన్ వితౌట్ శిష్య, ఈజ్ నాట్ పాత్రం డిజర్వ్డ్. ద గురూస్ వాక్యంస్ ఆర్ హిడెన్, దే హైడ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్. ఈవెన్ గురు అట్టర్ దే వోంట్ ఎంటర్. పురియరదా ఎవ్వ కష్టమో? అదిగ్నా ఒక కోర్సు, రెండు మూడు కోర్సు చొల్లరది కారణం పురియరదా? ఇంత ఆచార్యోపాసన ఫస్ట్ కోర్సు పురియవే పురియాదు, సెకండ్ కోర్సు పురియర మాదిరి ఇరుకో, మూడవది కోర్సు అదికదా. వీ టేక్ 4-5 ప్లేసెస్ క్లాసెస్, అండర్స్టాండ్? అట్లీస్ట్ 1 క్లాస్ ఆర్ సెకండ్ క్లాస్ ఆర్ 3rd ప్లేస్లో అవదు ఈయనకి జ్ఞానం వరం అని ఒక హోప్. విత్ దట్ హోప్ రియల్ ఉపాసన ఈజ్ శుశ్రూష. ఉపాసన మీన్స్ శుశ్రూష, సర్వీస్, సర్వింగ్ టు ద గురు, టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ద నీడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద గురు. టేకింగ్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ద నీడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద గురు ఈజ్ వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ శుశ్రూష. అనదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ శుశ్రూష ఇస్ శ్రోతుం ఇచ్చా శుశ్రూష, డిజైర్ టు లిజన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద గురు. వాట్ ఎవర్ మై గురు నోస్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ షుడ్ కమ్ టు మీ, ఐ షుడ్ నో. దట్ డిజైర్ మస్ట్ బి దేర్. దట్ ఈజ్ రియల్ శుశ్రూష, దట్ ఈజ్ రియల్ శుశ్రూష. వితౌట్ కంటెంట్ దట్ గురు పొసెస్, ద కంటైనర్ ఆఫ్ ద గురు ఈజ్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ఫుల్ టు మీ. గురు ఈజ్ ద కంటైనర్, శాస్త్ర ఈజ్ ద కంటెంట్. దట్ కంటెంట్ షుడ్ ఫ్లో టు మై హార్ట్. ఐ షుడ్ రిసీవ్, ఐ షుడ్ బి బ్లెస్డ్ విత్ బై మై టీచర్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ అనదర్ ప్లేస్ ఆచార్య సేస్, శంకరాచార్య, హూ ఈజ్ రియల్ శిష్య అన్న, యథోక్తకారి. యథోక్తకారి అని అన్నర్థం, యథా ఉక్తం తథా కారి. యాజ్ గురు సేస్ శిష్య డస్. వై వీ షుడ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్? చొన్నదిదా పండను, చొల్లలేనా పండకూడదు. పండటమాన కేకూడదు, అవి చొన్నదా పండు, చొల్లలేనా పండకూడదు. అప్పుడు ఇరుకడు యథోక్తకారి. వెరీ వెరీ టఫ్. ఇంత ఆచార్యోపాసనమే టఫెస్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ వై వెన్ పర్సన్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టఫ్, ది పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ద వన్ హూ ఈజ్ టఫ్. He's tough. Tough means tough to oneself, facing all trivial situations. That's why to get that Guru Bhakti is very, very important. If I have Shraddha in Shastra, I'll get Shraddha in Guru. If I have Shraddha in Guru, I'll get Shraddha in my own effort. Shraddha is very, very important. Without acharya upasanam, by serving my guru, it's like a stone in the hands of a sculptor. I love this example. It's like a stone, either marble or granite, a stone in the hands of a sculptor. What sculptor does? He turning this way, that way, and hitting all the time, chiseling or chiseling. Unwanted parts is removing. What comes? Krishna Murti, Rama Murti, Devi Murti. Therefore, if I am chiseled by my guru, if I am available for my guru, for correction, not for anything. Prasadam, sundal, gindal, kudupar, guru. I have to available to my guru for chiseling. For chiseling, guru, please chisel me. Remove all my ahankara. Remove all unwanted notions, wrong notions from me. Years together, you require the rapport with your guru. If you have such a bhavana, all the way Bhagavan comes as a guru to you. You can drag the Bhagavan if you have a true heart, true sishyatvam, that disciplehood you have. The love, the trust, the care. If you are honest, everything comes. What not? Puriyirudha? Next class, more.
Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantih. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.